A study by the Empire Center for Public Policy found one subway maintenance worker took home $379,000 in salary and overtime. That is $50,000 more than Transit President Andy Byford earns. It's a red flag, says Nicole Gelinas, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She tells CBS2 Governor Cuomo should consider withholding money from congestion pricing until the MTA controls its spending.
Do we want to put this money away in a lockbox and not give it to the MTA until they start to show some progress on some of these cost controls?
MTA Chairman Pat Foy says the eye-popping overtime is a result of overnight and weekend repair work, but adds when it comes to cutting costs, the agency can and will do better. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.